We are here at the 2015 Chicken Media Summit here on the Eastern Shore, and Jim Perdue is standing here with me, and he likes to call himself the head cheerleader, a.k.a. the CEO of Perdue Farms. But he has served as a great host for us today, this week at the Chicken Media Summit. First of all, Jim, I'd like to know your background and the history of Perdue Farms.
Well, my grandfather started it in 1920, and then my dad was the second hired employee in 1940, and he really grew the company. And so we all grew up around the office. My grandfather's house was across the street, and my three sisters and I grew up right next to the office. So it was a typical family business. You know, I worked in the feed mill, and my sisters worked in the office, and my mother was the janitor and the payroll clerk, and so it was a classic family business. And then, of course, my dad really grew the company, you know, to a pretty big size until I came in 1990, so it's sort of a classic family business that grew, you know, over time.
Well, and I think we've talked a lot about family farms and family operations here this week, because that is one question that the media here has asked. You know, what defines a family farm? And you can't put a number of acres or a number of dollars coming in on a family farm, because Perdue Farms is a family operation. It started from very grassroots into now, and I'm sure that your family will continue the legacy. Yesterday, we had the opportunity to visit your innovation center. Tell me a little bit about that, the research and science that rolls through here to end up on our table at home.
Yeah, we used to have R&D at the cooking facilities. We have four cooking facilities, and we decided to bring them together back in about 12 years ago into one location. So we have about 35 to 40 food scientists there that work closely with the marketing team, and that's why it was important to bring it into Salisbury, where the marketing efforts are. And they, you know, they work through a process of coming up with products, that doing, you know, in-home use testing to find out what the issues are that families have today to prepare a meal. For example, it's got to be in 20 minutes because you have two people working, but they want to have a meal that they can sit down. It's the one time of the day when they can find out what's going on in the family's life, and so you want to try to serve as an elegant a meal as you can, but in as quick a time as you can. So a lot of the products are geared that way, and we tasted a product at the Innovation Center of the mac and cheese nuggets, for example, and those were an innovation of one of the R&D scientists. We have twice a year, we call it Oz, which is where they actually come up with products, not the marketing people, because these are food scientists, and they have families, and we actually get a lot of good ideas from them through that process.
Well, you already mentioned the chicken mac and cheese nugget. Is that out in stores already?
It is. It's in distribution. And we also tasted the dogfish head sausages, which are made from beer from Sam Calgioni's Dogfish Head operation, which is just about 20 miles up the road.
Well, I know my daughter will enjoy those mac and cheese nuggets, and I thoroughly enjoyed the chicken sausage, and it was very, it's the first time I've actually had that, and it was a kind of a jalapeno blend and nice and spicy, great with a beer, I'm sure. Tell me a little bit about the future. Where you talked about, you know, where the millennial generation and people are fast dining but still want to have that meal for the family. I'm looking into the future. Where do you see your research scientists going towards with that?
Well, continuing to produce proteins and that are meeting the needs. And the needs today are of millennials. They're very transparent. They want to know what's in the food. They want simple ingredients. So, for example, we've come out with products with only 9 ingredients, and all of them you can pronounce. All of them you can buy in a supermarket, which is important, you know, so you don't have a lot of these words that end in A-T-E or I-T-E. Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the most important things today that the millennials are looking for. Tell me what's in it. Absolutely. And also, they're more interested in how you raise the animals, you know, how you take care of the people in your company, what do you do for the communities you're in. There's a lot more expectation, I think, of businesses today than just a paycheck to a worker. So we have to do a good job of being transparent in everything that we do, and we have to be proactive, you know, in all those fronts. On how we raise the animals, how we take care of our people, the communities, what's in the product, what are the ingredients, how did you make it, you know, what is it made from exactly? So those are all really important aspects, I think, today.
Well, the Chicken Media Summit's not new for you. We've met here a couple of years ago, and I think it's really cool that you open your doors and you open yourself to those in attendance. We're talking to journalists, to bloggers, to dietitians, and the rest of the poultry industry. Why do you feel that is so important? And you've made it a priority for yourself, for your company.
Well, I think we do have a good story to tell. The industry has worked hard through the years, you know, and there's other people who give it a different, bent, and we want to make sure that the message is out there of exactly how we run our businesses. And, you know, we love to take people on tours because they have such a low expectation, and when they see the actual growing of the chicken or the processing of the chicken, I think it changes their mind a lot, and we'd love to get more and more people into our operations to do that.
Well, thank you, Jim. Once again, talking to head cheerleader / CEO of Purdue Farms here at the 2015 Chicken Media Summit on Eastern Shore, I'm Jamie Johansson.